You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, do the bums a dime in your prime.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket, teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. And we bring aboard right now, as promised, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, does an incredible job, Kevin Jones. How you doing, my friend?
Good. It's Friday. I'm always on this show on a Friday, and there's a little happy hour going on for our side of the office. We're getting out a little early today. Everyone's worked really hard during minicamp. They're treating us down the street here, so we're all excited here.
We didn't get invited, Vic. See that?
Actually, I did, but I had other plans.
I didn't get invited.
Michael, you can crash, but you're more than welcome.
I've
crashed a wedding before, honestly, Michael. I'll tell you what to do. You'll sneak in the back. It'll be cool. Trust me.
I got your guidance. Excellent.
It's probably going to be a very fun time for sure. All right. Hey, so we watched practices this week, the mandatory mini camp. You were out there every day with us, and as you looked at it, and I think the place I want to start is this running back, whatever we want to call it, competition. It really, for all the focus that has been on the quarterback position, Kevin, it seems to me that this running back spot actually is a lot more intriguing, and maybe it's partly because of how Ben Tate has talked about it and talked about himself, and I think it's partly because you can see that talent in Terrence West that legitimately he is going to push, if not win, the starting job.
You know, in the 90s and 2000s, you had receivers who really would say a lot of things and be very vocal about their status in the league. Randy Moss, T.O. comes to mind. And I'm not saying that Ben Tate is this kind of player, but he's very, very vocal. He's saying he's confident he's going to win. He's confident in his abilities. And that's what I like about Terrence West, too. These are not two shy guys. These are guys that believe in themselves. I will say this about the running back competition. Having covering Kyle Shanahan for a couple of years in D.C., he normally sticks with one horse. He normally gives a guy 20, 25 carries a game. So this running back situation is very interesting. I'm leaning towards Ben Tate. Now, Terrence West looks good. He runs so hard in a mini camp. The thing about mini camp and OTAs, there's no contact really. Right. So running backs should look good. You're finding holes. Ben Tate's my guy to start the season. I think Terrence West looks incredible. And I think, I don't want to say Ben Tate's walking on eggshells, but he's more... He's into it. He's saying it's his job, but he knows he's really got to push himself if he wants to be the number one, and I think that's a very good thing.
Kevin Jones joining us. Check him out. Always doing a terrific job at ClevelandBrowns.com. Kevin, Vic and I had gotten into this a little bit earlier on as well, and I'd like to get your thoughts on it. So Ben Tate and Terrence West are at the forefront. Edwin Baker and Deion Lewis, and possibly Isaiah Crowell. Does anybody else flash come late July to the standpoint where they're able to work themselves into the mix?
The three guys you mentioned, it's tough. They've been nicked up a lot during minicamp. And like I said, I think running back is the hardest position to judge right now. That's really going to be a preseason kind of thing when they're getting tackled, when they're finding holes with their vision. A guy who I saw that looked actually pretty good the last 3 days that you didn't mention, Chris Obanaya. He looks like he's lost weight. He hasn't really been getting reps at fullback, so it looks like they're going to give him a chance at running back. Of course, we got Marquise Gray transitioning to fullback. So I think it's going to be Tate 1, West 2, and any one of those three are going to be a third running back.
And how many will they carry now? We're talking, numbers game, too.
At least three. And you know what? With that, who's going to play good on special teams? Who can run and cover a punt? Yeah. I'll tell you, out of those three, Edwin Baker is easily the fastest. He's small. I don't know how well he can tackle on special teams. But, you know, the running back position is going to be huge in this offense. Like Mike Mayock said in an article I was transcribing, Pettine's going to want to play like San Francisco and Seattle. This isn't going to be a New Orleans, Green Bay type of offense. Even if Johnny Manziel is the quarterback, it's not going to be throwing the football 40 times a game. They're going to need running backs to be fresh and healthy. Even if Shanahan goes with one horse, they got to have guys ready to go.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that, that you've got to have depth at the position or committee-like approach, because if you're going to grind it as much as this offense is going to and rely as heavily as it does on the running game, then there better be those additional legs, number one. And number two, this is the other point that's going to apply, well, to all of them, but maybe particularly Terrence West, picking up the blitz, right, the blocking. You got to be involved. He loves those maximum protection plays. He likes to have seven people often protecting the quarterback, and I think that's going to be something that's particularly important until you sort out how this quarterback position plays out. So blitz pickup and also catching the ball out of the backfield is going to be so critical.
And I'll say this too about the zone running scheme and the way it operates. The running back is going to have a choice to pick his hole. It's not going to be you're going to the left tackle every time. It's your vision.
Yep.
You find the hole, you cut up field, and that's how this offense works. Alfred Morris was phenomenal at it the last 2 years. It's a lot about eyesight. It's a lot about anticipation, planting that foot in the ground and going.
And West does that so well. I mean, I think Tate does too. Tate's good at it, but West just seems like he was born to do that, the way he plants and turns.
The high steps, dude. He reminds me a little bit of Jamal Anderson back in the day with the Atlanta Falcons. Very big body, very big upper body, but the feet move really fast. I could see him doing the dirty bird a little bit in the end zone, hopefully.
Well, little Walter Payton, little Roger Craig, those are some of the old. But you're right. Jamal Anderson's a great reference to that high step stuff too.
Yeah, we kind of dubbed it earlier on. Kevin, Vic, and I were talking about, I like that he's a violent runner. He seeks out contact, and that's something that should play well for Terrence West in this offense. Want to switch it over real quick for Kevin Jones from ClevelandBrowns.com, one of our loyal Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford listeners. At Hiram Boyd tweets to ask you, linebacking side, do you think that that Chris Robertson will hold off Christian Kirksey and also either Eubanks, Martin, Carter, all of them, and stay locked in at that linebacking spot?
Eubanks is the name there, actually. Right now, I think he's ahead of Kirksey. He's familiar with playing in coverage and dropping back. Right now, it's Craig Robertson's position to lose, but I will say this. He's good against the run. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that he can fill a hole and tackle a running back. For him, it's going to be in coverage. Early in the preseason, if he's not looking good in coverage, you might have to roll the dice. You might have to throw a rookie in there, a Eubanks, a guy who isn't as experienced. This defense needs to stop tight ends early in the season, too. You look at the Ravens, they have Dennis Pitta, Owen Daniels they brought in, Jimmy Graham. Of course, the Steelers have added a bunch of weapons. It's going to be about this defense stopping the pass in the middle of the field. If Craig Robertson's not improved in that area, there's guys ready to come in. I want to see more from Kirksey. He's to me, he looks not completely comfortable yet. I wanted to see a little more. I think Batonio and some other guys are ahead of him, but I still think, like Johnny Manziel, he'll have a chance to start day one.
Yeah, he's not as ready for sure as you mentioned. No one among the rookies is more ready to play and start as Joe Batonio is. But with regard to Kirksey, I thought he started kind of strong, leveled off a little bit, and then, you know, has come back a little bit stronger with his coverage work and so forth. He's such a long athlete, a good athlete, that tends to show up. And it's interesting that, you know, this coaching staff, which is not afraid to experiment, has him cross-training, has him working at outside linebacker. And part of that is to make sure that they've got sufficient depth working with Paul Kruger, working with Barkevious Mingo, and, of course, Jabal Sheard, to have another guy in that mix who could swing over from the inside if necessary. Kirksey's not the biggest guy. But I give a lot of credit to Craig Robertson. Number one, he is not just folded up. They brought in a challenger in a third round, and he's responded in a big way. The coaches have noticed this. I've heard that from them. They've talked about it with me with regard to how impressed they've been with Robertson. And you know what? They believe, too, and this is okay that coaches believe this, their scheme, their system, their way of teaching is having a better effect than what was previously done. And that's how coaches tend to feel anyway. Okay, this guy struggled in coverage in this previous regime, but we can maybe find some things to get more out of him, and I think that's happening with Robertson.
I do too. I think he'll have the chance. And I know what I like too about Pettine and what he's doing here. A lot of starters are getting reps, like serious reps on special teams.
Yeah.
Craig Robertson, Buster Skrine, even see Mingo out there. They're going to take special teams very seriously. And coming from covering the Redskins last season, they lost, I don't know, four or five games on special teams, twice to the Cowboys. It's such an important aspect. And if they have a guy who they think, hey, he's really going to help us on special teams and he's going to be a starter and a contributor, he's going to play special teams. So I like that philosophy from Pettine.
Well, yeah, and it's so highly thought of here that think about it too, Vic. We know this, there's the one holdover, right, that was kept on this coaching staff is Chris Tabor.
Twice. I mean, this guy was – Pat Shurmur hired him. He spent 2 years with
that's
Shurmur.
That's exactly right.
Rob Chudzinski kept
his energy is incredible. Yeah. I can't wait to write the feature story about him next week. On the field, he really – you can just see the passion in covering some other NFL teams.
Yeah.
There's a lack of passion on special teams.
Oh, and they work it. I think that this – as we've seen, I think maybe a little bit more time allotment to special team work here, both in OTAs and in minicamp, then I usually feel that most organizations put into it. So that gives you an idea how it's thought of around here with this regime.
There's no doubt. We're visiting with Kevin Jones, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Okay, a couple of things this weekend, and of course being Father's Day weekend, ClevelandBrowns.com is going to definitely play into that theme. And you, Kevin, there are a couple of pieces that you've put together. I'm going to do a teaser, a real teaser on one, and then a full-out promotion on the other. But the teaser is going to be an incredible piece that is going to be posted tomorrow on our website that I highly recommend everyone to read. It's going to blow you away. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say who it's about because this is an exclusive. And the reason I'm saying this is it's exclusive that Kevin put together this idea and this concept. And really only he could have gotten this done the way he's done. You're going to figure that out when you read it. And it's special. It's a special piece. It's as good a piece as I've seen posted, including anything I've ever written on this site, ClevelandBrowns.com.
Wow.
You've got to check this out tomorrow. I'm telling you, it's a must read. Now, on Sunday, I'll reveal this because others are doing this. No one's going to be doing the piece that he's got there Saturday. But on Sunday, it'll be Mike Pettine and, of course, Mike Pettine Jr., who is coaching the Browns, and Mike Pettine Sr. And you really captured a lot about a tough love there from dad to son.
Yeah, I did not know, and I think I can reveal this. Mike Pettine almost quit football twice. And when he finally got it together and he left UVA, he didn't want to coach football. He started working in business. But, you know, things just started to click and that tough love from dad really, really shone through. And I think I tied a pretty good piece together on.
You did.
Well, Mike Sr.,
yep.
He was worried. Was I too tough on my son? I made him hate football, but in the end, it worked out. So you'll check that one out Sunday and the one Vic talked about tomorrow. So ClevelandBrowns.com.
Look forward to it.
Good stuff.
It'll be fun.
All right. Thank you very much, Kev, and enjoy the weekend. We will be back with you on Monday.
Sounds good, Vic. Michael, I'll see you at the happy hour. I'll have the back door.
Back door, though.
I'll have it ready.
I'll slide in the back door and look for you.
He'll take care of you.
Later, guys.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, Kevin Jones, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. Love that guy. We've got much more coming up, and we're going to get into maybe some of your tweets, wrap this Football Friday edition of CBD in a nice little bow. Father's Day bow. Vic Carucci, Michael Red Guy. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR. For this crazy game, is it safe now?